So if your heart attitude is, I'm going to sin like crazy and Jesus will have to forgive me, you may not be in covenant with Jesus. You may not really know him and love him. In the same way, I'm in covenant with my wife, Grace. I use this analogy often. I asked my wife one day a long time ago. I said, if I ever committed adultery on you, would you forgive me? Okay. Now, here's the truth. I've been 100% faithful to my wife. Okay, I got a boring testimony. Met her at 17, game over. That's it. Okay, boring testimony. 100% faithful to my wife. My wife said this. She said, I would forgive you. How sick would it be of me then to say, cool, I get to commit adultery? See how disgusting and perverted that is? You'll forgive me? Great. I'll be back in a little bit. Because I love her, because I'm in covenant with her, because she loves me, because she's so devoted to me, because she'll forgive me no matter what, I don't want to sin against her. I don't want to ruin this relationship. I don't want to betray that woman. You know what I want to do? I want to be faithful to her. I want to honor her. I want to cherish her. I want to be a one-woman man. You know what? That our relationship with God is in some ways like that. The Bible uses the marriage metaphor, and I think it has some healthy applications like that. Say, well, Jesus will forgive us and Jesus will embrace us. True. And if we really love him, we don't want to do that. If your deepest heart's desire is, I want to sin like crazy and get away with it, let me tell you this, you may not know Jesus. You may not have gotten a regenerated heart. You may have not experienced a new life. But if your deepest desire is, I love Jesus, I hate my sin, and when I sin, I'm afraid that he won't forgive me. Here's the truth. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He says, no one can snatch you from his hand. That neither height nor depth nor any other created thing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So I don't know your heart. If you're a tender-hearted person that wonders if you're really forgiven, you are. If you're a hard-hearted person who wants to get away with a lot, change your heart. Don't sin that grace may abound. The covenant relationship with God, like marriage, is one where we're loved so well that we want to be faithful. Not so that God would love us, but because in Jesus, he already has. God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. If I have a God who loves me so much that he would die for me, my heart's desire is not to betray him. My heart's desire is to obey him. And should I sin, I want to repent. And I want to worship him and live a new life and go and sin no more.